Welcome to Innovation. I'm Kara Hetland, and we are broadcasting from the Helmsley Center in Pierre. It is home of the Avera Cancer Institute. And joining me now on the program is Dr. Mike Holland. He is the President and Chief Medical Officer of Avera St. Mary. Dr. Holland, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you. Welcome. Welcome to Pierre and welcome to the Helmsley Center in St. Mary's.
Well, so this is really a building attached to the hospital. Let's kind of paint me a picture of the construction here.
Yeah, so the Helmsley Center is a new building that's sitting really between our current hospital, St. Mary's Hospital, and our medical clinic, Avera Medical Group Pierre. We were separated by a parking lot until about 18 months ago when we put a shovel in the ground and started building this facility that we're sitting in right now.
And so it's a four-story building. We're on the third floor right now. Three floors are almost finished.
It is. It's really a third, three-story building. There's a fourth area that's really rooftop area. The main floor, as you walk into the Helmsley Center, is a grand atrium. We have our cancer center located on that first floor, and that's probably the impetus behind building the facility, bringing radiation therapy to Central South Dakota, which has never been done in Pierre and Central South Dakota before. Along with the cancer center, we had needs as we continue to grow our medical community and look at what we are doing and expansion needs. And we have parts of our hospital that are really old and parts that are not so old and, of course, now new. We knew we needed a new cafeteria. So that was part of this project, is bringing a cafeteria, as well as expansion for some of our specialty clinics. So this building houses not only our cancer center, but a new orthopedic clinic with podiatry and pain management, new cafeteria, new dermatology clinic, urology clinic, ear, nose, and throat clinic. And then here on the third floor where we're at, overlooking Sioux Avenue and great views of the Capitol building, we've moved our HR offices, marketing, our foundation offices, and some of our administrative offices to the building as well. So
let's talk a little bit about the Cancer Institute and the need for radiation therapy here. You have a personal story.
I do. So just to back up, Avera has now six cancer institutes. This will be the sixth cancer institute within the Avera system. We know, and we've been providing cancer care in Central South Dakota for quite some time. We've had a medical oncologist for at least 5 years, providing chemotherapy, diagnostics, some surgery. But radiation therapy is really the missing link. And about half of the patients that get diagnosed with cancer have radiation therapy as an option for part of their treatment plan. I personally was diagnosed with cancer about a year and 28 days and 4 hours ago. I had a colonoscopy and was found to have colon cancer. My treatment involved radiation. Started with some chemotherapy. Did radiation with chemotherapy and then had some surgery. I'm doing well at this point, a year out. But for my radiation therapy, for example, like so many other patients in the Pierre area, Central South Dakota, had to travel. You either go to Mitchell, Aberdeen, Sioux Falls. And radiation therapy, as you know, is a once-a-day treatment over the course of up to 6 weeks. And so driving to Sioux Falls, getting your 15-minute treatment every day and driving back to Pierre when it's a three-and-a-half-hour drive just doesn't make much for logistical sense. So really, if you're from the mid part of the state, doing radiation therapy meant leaving your home. For example, I had a hotel that I stayed in for 6 weeks in Sioux Falls and would go in each morning and get my treatment and take about 15 minutes and I was done. And
then what'd you do all day?
Yeah, I was a little bit of an exception. I was fortunate to, as an Avera employee, I had a temporary office at the Prairie Center, so I was able to keep working and doing some of the administrative stuff that I do. But you're right, what do most people do? I had a good friend that started radiation therapy and overlapped the time I was there. We were staying at the same hotel and, you know, get the treatment and then drive around Sioux Falls and, you know, go into Shields and all the other stores and look around, and you just, you waste a bunch of time. And And not to mention, when you get radiation therapy, you're sick and you're away from your family. So it's been a significant inconvenience for people in central South Dakota to get that particular type of treatment.
So you say half of the patients, about half of the patients diagnosed with cancer need that type of therapy. And we're talking thousands of people.
We are. And really, there's options for treatment. And I think occasionally people have opted for more radical surgery instead of radiation therapy as an option. When they know that, gee, I can go have kind of radical surgery, or I can try radiation therapy. Wait a minute, I got to drive 3 hours to get radiation therapy. I got to live somewhere for 6 weeks. Let's just go the surgical route. You know, so people are sometimes making decisions based on the availability of these therapies. And what we're finding is radiation therapy, as that technology improves with the linear accelerators and being able to pinpoint radiation to a tumor and really minimize the damage to the surrounding tissues, the healthy tissues, it's becoming even more of a viable option to treat many types of cancer.
And radiation has really changed over, I mean, technology has changed to make it a better type of treatment?
It is. The, you know, the precise nature of the linear accelerators, the machine that delivers the radiation to the patient, has really allowed for the radiation oncologists and the physicists and the dosimetrists that design and dose the radiation therapy to pinpoint the radiation to the tumor cells in a person's body and really minimize the damage to the healthy tissues, making the side effects of the cancer treatment much less than they were certainly a decade or more ago.
And a better success rate overall?
Absolutely.
Recovery rate as well?
Absolutely.
So talk a little bit about, while moving in some of the other departments, dermatology,
Urology,
right.
ENT.
ENT into this building. Were there other clinics? Is that an expansion in this area as well?
You know, as we were talking before the program, you know, back up 10, 20 years in central South Dakota, this is a small rural community, essentially, a small community hospital. And we've recognized that we're a primary care-based community medical facility. We're not a university tertiary care teaching hospital. And yet, because of our geographic location, we've known that people have had to travel for specialty services for a long time. And being able to add things like dermatology, when I came to town 20 years ago to start in family medicine, people would say, is there any way we can get a dermatologist in Pierre? And we would have a dermatologist that would visit Pierre once or twice a month and, of course, try to see 100 patients a day when he was here. About three, four, 5 years ago, we added a dermatologist. We're now adding our second dermatologist. So that requires building space for those specialists. Urology is another example. We have a full-time urologist in Pierre. Pain medicine, physiatry for pain management. We've added a physiatrist. If you look at ear, nose, and throat, adding an ear, nose, and throat surgeon as part of our staff. So we've had to expand and build space for those specialties as well. And so it's been kind of fun to see those changes over the last several years, and certainly within the last 8 to 10 years, I think we've doubled our medical staff size. So.
Go back when you first started. What made you choose family medicine and in central South Dakota?
Yeah, I grew up in a small rural community. I grew up in Mobridge, 100 miles north of here. I kind of, you know, had family medicine doctors, and my dad's a veterinarian, so I had that kind of mentorship. So I knew when I was going into medicine that rural South Dakota is where I wanted to be. And part of practicing in rural South Dakota was to be a family physician 25 years ago. And so that was hugely influential in my decision to be a family physician, knowing full well that I didn't really ever plan to live in a large metropolitan area. I knew I wanted to live in a small rural town in South Dakota, probably. So ended up in family medicine. What I did find when I came to Pierre is that it was very traditional. We, as family physicians, did rounds in the morning and in the hospital and saw our patients that were admitted, and we admitted our own patients, went to the clinic during the day. If our patients in the hospital had problems, they would call, and if it was real urgent, we would leave our clinic and go to the hospital and take care of our patients. And of course, our clinic patients would sit and wait for us, and back and forth. And the emergency room was not staffed by physicians full time. It was, if somebody came to our emergency room and I was on call, they'd call me and I'd come down and meet them. And so we've really expanded and changed how we've operated with physicians in our emergency room 24/7, 365. We have a hospitalist program, so we have physicians and advanced practice providers caring for our hospitalized patients around the clock, on the floor and available. Our clinic doctors then can focus on their clinic patients. And then really thinking about all the specialties that we've been able to add. You know, when I started in practice, I kind of thought you had to be a family physician, a primary care physician, general surgeon, orthopedics were out here, but really being able to add the subspecialties that we have and still be a rural community hospital has been kind of fun.
And yet you still consider this a rural hospital?
We do. Okay. You know, we're kind of a mini medical center, if you will, but you know, we have one urologist, we have two dermatologists, we have one orthopedic surgeon, soon to have another. We have an ENT surgeon. So we're a lot of the one specialty departments, if you will. It's still not a large facility. Now, having said that, there's also growth in our teaching. We're now a farm site. That stands for Frontier and Rural Medicine. So we have a medical student with us through that program. They spend really a major part of their traditional third year of medical school with us. And Pierre will be the site for the Rural Training Track program, which the South Dakota legislature funded to have family medicine residents trained in a rural setting. So residents will do their first of their 3 years in Sioux Falls at the traditional tertiary care university hospital. Their second and third year of their three-year training program will be actually in Pierre here. So
technology, though, has really helped. I mean, telemedicine and Avera and telemedicine is really breaking ground.
That's a great great point, Kara. If you look back when we started a decade ago, if I was in the emergency room taking care of a patient, it was me and my nurses and whoever we had. Now we have telemedicine. We have EER, so I can push a button and automatically I have a board-certified emergency room physician on the camera. We communicate. We can both see the patient. What a great way to say, hey, this is what we have. This is what I've done. What else do you think? Can you help with a documentation issue? Can you help, you know, get transport arranged, that sort of thing? We also have eICU. Every one of our intensive care unit beds are monitored by telemedicine critical care physicians at the eHelm in Sioux Falls. And so the same concept, having that backup, that support makes practicing in a rural setting much more palatable. Interestingly enough, the linear accelerator, the piece of equipment that provides radiation therapy, is really wired and camered so that we could monitor and basically give radiation therapy remotely. So we have a radiation oncologist that has started with us and will be on site full-time, which is great, but we're going to have one radiation oncologist. Our radiation oncologist, I anticipate, will want to take a day off once in a while. And there is going to be that potential where a radiation oncologist in, say, Aberdeen or Mitchell or Sioux Falls could cover for our radiation oncologist remotely through this video e-medicine technology.
So would you need to go to, like, Sioux Falls to get that little tattoo, to get that pinpoint marking on you, and then and then you're ready to go? Or can you do that all here?
We'll be able to do that all here.
That is all here.
That's
now.
The planning. Yeah, the tattoos on the with the lasers to mark right. Everything so they know exactly. That's part of that.
So that can be done here.
Absolutely. So okay. We're installing lasers to our CT unit. that will actually help us map how to do the radiation therapy, where to put the tattoos, and that's where they, the tattoos are, of course, to keep the patient lined up on the table the same every time. And it's what they use to line up the linear accelerator to to deliver the radiation therapy. And yep, that will all be done here. So really, you can, we can, we have our medical oncology team, we have chemotherapy, which we've always done, and now radiation therapy will be a part of what we can do with cancer.
Talk a little bit about the design of this building with patients in mind and the decisions that you made.
Thank you. So when we designed this, that's one of the things we looked at. We had community meetings, we interviewed patients, and one of our goals was to make this a comfortable place to come and receive diagnostics and get treatment. For example, our infusion bays that we have designed and built to provide chemotherapy were really designed based on patient input. If you go to cancer centers across the country, many of them are open. Maybe the chairs are divided by a curtain or a half wall. And the architects even thought about, you know, that's kind of how we do that. And there are some advantages to that. In some places, patients say, we like that. We like to visit with the other patients. We like to feel a part of the community of patients that are getting chemotherapy. Our patients said, we like the individual private rooms. And so we have individual private rooms. They're actually a little bigger than what other cancer centers have. They also have a, they're situated so the nursing station for the infusion center can see each room, but each room also has a large window looking out into what we call our viewing garden, which is a nice green space, if you will, with trees and flowers and rocks for people to view as they're getting chemotherapy. So it's a little bit more comforting. The chairs will have heat and massage, reclining abilities, and all of the creature comforts that are also important when one's receiving chemotherapy.
Meditation room?
We have a meditation room adjacent to our cancer clinic. The meditation room is a small space. It's got kind of a circular design to it. It will have stained glass that's actually from a decommissioned church in Worthing, South Dakota. The glass had been stored in the basement of the cathedral in Sioux Falls. Wow. And we were able to have the diocese help with obtaining that. But it is a space where patients, families, friends can step aside, have a quiet space to meditate, to pray, and really have some peaceful, quiet time.
And you're taking all cultures into consideration.
We do. We actually have a multicultural room as well up here on the third floor. And that is really designed for a multitude of cultures to celebrate, to pray, to worship. And we know that with our Native American cultures, we have burning of sage and smudging, and that's got the ventilation. It's set up for those particular ceremonies as well.
Recruiting doctors easier now that you have this facility, do you think?
I think so. I think when you have new facilities and your campus is neat and clean and we are showing growth and progress and our staff continues to grow, I think absolutely it becomes easier to recruit and retain.